spring is in the air. The birds are chirping. Flowers are growing. Bees are buzzing. Your wife is whispering something soft in your ear like, "Hey, you big ape, get up off the couch and paint the house!" I'm not shutting any game off until I could paint the house a man's way. That'd be using a compressor. Ugh.
That's right. But before you spray, you want to prepare your surface.
That's right, Al, and that's why today Al and I will be doing our tool time salute to stripping.
Tim, that's the last pretzel. Can you break it in half?
Thanks. I was thinking about you. You know how salt makes you retain water, buddy.
I think that woman recognizes me from the show.
Sit down, sit down, sit down. I know who that is.
Sit. Stacy Lewis. I dated her all through high school.
No kidding?
Don't look around. I don't want to come over here. I like dumped her like 20 years ago.
So?
So I don't think I ever called to tell her.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
I was 18. I was immature back then. I couldn't face things. Let's sneak out of here.
Tim!
It's about 3:30.
Tim! It's me, Stacy Lewis.
Stacy Lewis, hey, you look great.
I haven't spoken to you since high school.
Has it been that long? Stacy Lewis, Al Borland.
Oh. Hi, Al Borland.
Hi. So, Tim, gosh, what have you been up to?
I have a tool show on cable, tool time.
Timmy Taylor has a tool show. But you were the guy who blew out all the windows in shop.
He does that for a living now. Would you like to join us?
Yeah, just for a second, sure.
Great.
So, Stacy, what have you been doing all these years? What's up?
Well, I'm an attorney.
Hey.
I have a practice in Ann Arbor, but I'm moving back to Detroit.
Great, great. Did you get married?
As a matter of fact, I married a guy who had a lot of your qualities.
Lucky girl.
The divorce was final last Thursday. Well, how about you? Did you ever get married?
Yes, yes. I've been married 14 unforgettable years.
15.
15.
Jill is a terrific woman.
Do you know that Tim and I were quite the item until he went off to college? Then I heard he started dating some bimbo.
That would be Jill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Darn, it's okay.
You know, someday I would love to meet the woman who stole you away from me.
Now, there's a good idea. Stacy Lewis.
Tim Taylor.
Al Borland.
Jack, I gotta get going. I have to meet a real estate broker. I'm looking at a house over in Edgewood.
Edgewood?
Well, you know that's right where Tim lives now. You know, maybe you could get together afterwards.
Ooh, I would love to. But, you know, I'm pressed for time.
Oh, shucks. Because I'm sure Jill would have loved to have met you.
Oh.
Well, maybe you could just stop by for a minute.
She said she was busy, didn't she, Al?
Yeah, I am. But, Al, pleasure meeting you.
Same here.
Stacy, it really was good to see you.
It was great running into you, Tim.
Good luck finding a house.
Thanks. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
So, the old girlfriend.
What the hell's the matter with you? What? I don't want Jill meeting her.
Why not?
In college, Jill wouldn't get serious with me until I ended my relationship with Stacy. I didn't know how to tell her, so I didn't call her. But I told Jill that I did call her.
That was a fib, Tim.
Oh, that was a big, fat lie.
Well, why did you tell Stacy that Jill would love to meet
you? Because I'm being polite. People say things they don't mean all the time.
Well, I'm sorry. Next time, I'll stay out of it.
Why don't you?
Well, here, let me get this.
Oh. Picking up the check, huh?
No, I was just being polite.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi. Would you come over here and help me? I've got to get a few more of these balloons blown up for the Cub Scout banquet.
Okay.
How was your day?
Oh, great, great day today.
Yeah? Nothing unusual happened?
No.
Didn't run into an old girlfriend, perhaps?
That blabbermouth Borland was on the phone, wasn't he?
No, Stacy Lewis called here. She said that she'd like to take you up on your offer.
I didn't give her any offer. What kind of offer did I... I did not give her any offer.
She was in the area. I asked her to drop by.
You don't want to meet her.
Oh, yes, I would love to meet the famous Stacy Lewis, the love of your high school life. Is she, pretty?
Come on, how pretty can she be? She's almost your age.
Yearbook.
Oh, good. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where is she?
Stacy Lewis is a babe. Yeah, she's skinny, Mom.
Well, everybody's skinny when they're 17.
Look what you wrote to Dad.
Where is it? You've made senior year heavenly. You are the grooviest. You'll always be my love muffin.
Other chick.
Go answer the door, love muffin.
Here, watch it. Or maybe the next time when Jennifer comes over, I'll show her that little baby picture you stand up in the bathtub. Stace, come on in. Come on in.
Thanks,
welcome
Sam.
To the house. Let me take your coat here. All right, boys, front and center. Oh, should be an old friend of mine. These are my boys. It's Mark, Randy, and Brad.
Hi.
Hi.
And here's Jill Taylor, my lovely, beautiful, talented wife of 14 years.
15.
15 years.
Nice to meet you.
A pleasure.
Did you ever kiss my dad?
I don't really think this is into your business, is it? Huh? Hey, won't we go outside and play?
Oh, come on, Dad.
Come on, now, hide and seek. And don't look for each other.
Great-looking kids. They must get that from you, Jill.
Oh, they do. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Jill. Stacy.
Tim.
Would you like a drink? Oh, club soda would be great.
Dad, help!
I should go check and see if he's getting hurt up.
Well, that's good. It'll give us a chance to talk about you behind your back.
Oh, he's all right. He's all right.
does it all the time.
Help! Would you go out there?
Help! Help!
What?
Help!
Okay, look, I can't even guess. Why are you sitting on it?
The lawn chair was wet.
Oh, come on. Just don't let him sit on you next time.
Right here, poop it!
Stop, stop. Hey, hey!
Hey, Dad. Mom and your girlfriend are talking on the couch.
She's not my girlfriend.
Yeah. Whatever you say, love muffin.
Get away from the window. That's not proper. Get a... Boy, there's something you don't want to see. Your ex-girlfriend and wife getting friendly.
And why is that?
Well, they'll start exchanging stories, make up stupid things about me.
And you think that's what they're doing now?
No, I think I'm in the clear. I think it's just a little small talk. If they were telling embarrassing stories, they'd be laughing. Hey!
Yeah, it's true.
What's so funny?
Talking about you.
Yeah. Now, Stacy.
Excuse me.
Oh, well, you're excused. Now, Stacy, I want you to tell me something. Mm-hmm. Back then, when he walked by like a hardware store, did he make unusual noises?
You mean like, whoa? Oh,
that's the one.
You mean he hasn't outgrown that yet?
No, no.
Stacy, I gotta tell you, I have always felt so awkward about what happened all those years ago with you and
Honey,
Tim
come on,
and
come
me.
Honey, come on, come on. This is water under the bridge, isn't it? Water under the bridge, down the river, through the village, past the treatment plant. Oh,
well, it wouldn't have been so bad if I had just known it was over.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. He told me that he told you that he called you and told you that it was over.
Why are we dragging up all these old memories?
No, he never called.
You never called her? I thought you were better than that.
I'm not. I'll get it.
Oh, you know what? I should be going, too. I gotta meet that realtor.
Oh, no, wait. Can't you stay a little bit longer?
She's gotta go, honey. Hey, Al.
Hi, Tim.
Come on in.
Hi,
what's
Al.
Up?
Well, I was just, hi. Hi, Jill. I was just stopping by to pick up my helium tank.
Oh, hi.
Stacy, right?
Right.
Al Borland, Tim's friend?
Yes.
Yeah, we met this afternoon. We were in the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember.
So did you get a chance to take a look at that house?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I was just on my way there now. 5621 Palmer Avenue.
Oh, right. She must be looking at that two-story Craftsman. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll want to check the foundation. Make sure that there's not any cracks in the mortar joints.
Al knows everything there is to know about construction.
Gee, maybe I should go with you.
Al, you're a busy guy.
No, I'm not.
Stacy's a busy woman.
No, I'm not. Gosh, I could use your help.
Great!
Jill, gosh, it was a pleasure to finally meet you.
Well, it was nice to meet you, too. I hope you like this house.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Tim.
Thanks for stopping by, Stace.
Good seeing you. Give me a call sometime. Oops. I forgot who I was talking to.
Bye. I should have known.
What?
I should have known that you would never call her. What is it with you men? You can't make a simple phone call to end a relationship.
Well, if it had been a simple phone call, I probably would have made it. Hey, Stacy. Yeah, it's Tim. It's over. Bye-bye.
You just don't understand. You cannot leave women dangling. We need closure.
No, you want to beat it to death is what you want to do.
Yeah. Okay, Tim. Okay, it's over. I accept that. Yeah. But I think we should get together and talk about it. Uh-huh. Minute by minute, detail by detail. Broken promise by broken promise! Maybe I'll bring my lawyer, my accountant, my father, the minister, and maybe the chip taker! I hate you!
Morning, Wilson.
Hi-ho, Tim.
I got a problem.
No kidding.
Jill met my girlfriend.
Well, I can't say that I approve of that.
No, my old high school girlfriend.
Oh.
But she's kind of annoyed about something I didn't do 20 years ago.
A sin of omission.
It wasn't that bad. When I broke up with this girl, I never called to tell her.
Mm, so you lied to her?
No.
Well, according to Robert Louis Stevenson, you did. He said the cruelest lies are often told in silence.
Hmm. But didn't Calvin Coolidge say nothing he never said ever did him any harm?
Very good. Thomas Mann once said, a harmful truth is better than a useful lie.
Not bad. But wait. Turkish proverbs was, he who tells the truth will be chased out of 9 villages.
Excellent. But I believe the final word would be Haywood Broune. For truth, there is no deadline.
Oh, that's 3-2. You beat me, Wilson.
So why didn't you call the girl, Tim?
Well, I was afraid that if I called her, she'd start crying and I'd feel bad.
Well, sometimes, Tim, when a relationship ends and a person cries, they aren't just tears of sorrow, but of liberation.
A woman needs closure.
Exactly.
Jill said that yesterday.
Smart woman.
Yeah, she is a bright woman.
That's fantastic. Wait, hold on a second. This is Stacy. Al wants to have lunch with her. Hey, listen, why don't we double? We could do it today. No, me and Tim, you and Al. Hey, no, Tim loves the idea. He'll love it. Well, I'll have Tim talk to Al, and we'll just all meet at Big Mike's. Yeah, what time is good for you?
Never.
1 o'clock is fine. That's great. Okay. All right, bye.
Why did you do that?
I love to get people together. You know, Stacy said that after they went to look at the house, they went out and had drinks. She was captivated by Al.
How many drinks did she have?
Stacy and Al going out together. Al's going to get some pretty juicy tidbits about you.
They're not right for each other. What do they have in common?
Well, they both don't like you.
Hey, you're late.
I know, I'm sorry. I just lost all track of time. Bob Beano was doing a 1-hour special on glue guns.
At least you have a good excuse.
Well, I'll make it up. I'll only take a half hour for lunch.
You and I are going to lunch.
Great.
With Jill and Stacy, huh?
Stacy's going to lunch?
Yeah.
Well, no, I can't make that.
You told her you're going to have lunch with her.
Well, I was being polite.
Al, she's a terrific gal.
She's not my type.
Not your type? She's alive.
Well, she's a very nice woman, but when I was with her last night, there wasn't any chemistry. It was like being with my sister.
Ooh, not good. I've seen your sister.
Well, listen, I'll just keep setting up and you go. Just tell her that I'm busy.
No. You're going to tell her you're not having lunch with her.
No, I don't. Well, what am I supposed to tell her? I mean, am I supposed to say, Stacy, when I'm with you, I don't hear any violins and accordions?
You tell her whatever you... Accordions?
In some countries, it's considered the instrument of love.
Well, Stacy needs some closure. You got to end this relationship.
Well, what relationship? It's not like we've been dating for 2 years. I was with her for a couple of hours.
Al, a couple of hours with you is like a couple of years to most people. You got to go down there with me.
No, I don't want to.
You've got to go with me.
I don't want to, and you can't make me.
I'm not going to go down there to lie for you, Al.
Ah!
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Tim. Hi, sweetie. Where's Al?
Al?
Yeah.
He didn't want to... to leave the show without setting up.
Oh. So, he's not coming?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Okay, let's eat. I'm having those chili fries.
Not unless you want to sleep downstairs. This is so cool. You know, who would have thought that you would visit your ex-boyfriend and meet his friend and actually really like him?
He's so attractive.
I don't know, I hope I hear from him. Oh, I think he's going to call you. Don't you think so, Tim?
He'll call.
I could tell that he really liked you when he was at the house. Don't you think so, too?
He had feelings. Al!
Oh, hi!
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Gee,
I'm sorry. I should never have put Tim in this awkward position.
It's okay, Al.
No, it was wrong, and I feel bad. I mean, if I didn't want to go out with you, I should have been man enough to tell you and not have Tim tell you that.
Guess I can have those chili fries now, huh?
You didn't tell her?
Look, Al, it's no big deal. I mean, if you're not interested, you're not interested.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Glad that you understand.
Oh, this is kind of awkward.
Oh, please, we're all adults. Let's just all sit down and have lunch, you know? Al, me, and the big fat liar.
You know, Tim, you haven't changed a bit. You know, why didn't you just tell me the truth?
This wasn't my closure. This was Al's closure.
What are you talking about closure? We went out for a couple of drinks last
night. That's exactly what I was telling him.
Let's go get some more drinks.
Okay.
You are pathetic. Pathetic, pathetic, pathetic.
What am I?
Pathetic. I thought this would have happened if you'd called her 20 years ago the way you should have.
If I'd called Stacy 20 years ago, I might be married to her and you'd be sitting there with Al.
So there's a downside here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You wouldn't get any more of this.
You do this pretty well for a big, fat, lying weasel.
Vila, there's only room in this shop for one of us. Go for your carpenter square.
It's pretty fancy shooting there, partner. Well, not a mark on him.
Defective gun, huh?
Yeah.